orders of Catholic sisters are aging and shrinking in many places. When convents close their doors, religious orders have to decide what to do with their land and their buildings. The Catholic Church is the world's largest non-governmental landowner. There's not always a central resource, though, for these religious orders who are looking to downsize. That's where the Milwaukee-based organization Nuns and Nones steps in. That's Nuns, N-U-N-S, and Nones, N-O-N-E-S. They're taking a new look at the ways that church-owned properties can be transformed into spaces that benefit the community and, in some cases, carry on the mission of the original institution. Sister Eileen McKenzie is president of the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration in La Crosse. Sister Eileen, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Brittany Kotelis is director of the Nuns and Nones Land Justice Project based in Milwaukee. Brittany, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's start, Brittany, with the name of the organization, Nuns and Nones. I spell it out, N-U-N-N-O-N-E. Could you tell us the story behind the name?
Yeah, thanks for spelling it out. Helps people grab on. Nuns and Nones was started really as a place of encounter between Catholic sisters and millennials often, but just people with a very diverse range of spiritual affiliations, often who also identify as activists. Our generation is the least religiously affiliated generation in the United States. So that kind of earns our nickname for checking none of the above on the religion question. And the Land Justice Project grew out of this work after about 5 years of building relationships, organizing, and creating dialogues and encounters between these groups about spirituality, justice, and community. And through that work, we realized there was another bridge to build, which is between the world of Catholic sisters entering into property discernment and the climate justice movement and its really creative ways that it's building land access to use for regenerative purposes.
And Brittany, can you talk about the kind of transitions from, say, a Catholic convent land to what? What kind of things do they transition into?
To a Black farming cooperative, to an indigenous an indigenous run cultural and habitat restoration program, to cooperatives that are doing work to restore and regenerate the land in ways that also build back our local food systems and really build climate resilience, especially for the communities that have been most impacted by climate change, people of color and poor and working class people especially.
Sister Eileen, what led you into working with the Nuns and Nones Project?
Well, we've been affiliated with the Nuns and Nones for years now. We're affiliated with just several different, you know, places in society that that are discerning just movements toward more dignity and more sacredness of life and creation. So as we're as we've been working with them and discerning with them in different ways, this particular project, the Land Justice Project, is right in line with what we're doing in discerning next steps with how we share what we've been given with the rest of the world. Our own congregation has been doing land justice work for decades. We find that, you know, we're Franciscans, and you know, Mother Earth is completely sacred to us, and we're in relationship with her in many different ways. And we have a spirituality center that kind of cultivates that spirituality in Iowa, and we have here in La Crosse a very special piece of land. At our Villa St. Joseph, where we're focusing on integral ecological education and how to partner with people in the area. And so we just see that this is a natural deepening relationship with the Nuns and Nones, where we're learning together what different opportunities are out there and how to support each other in just creating creating an earth community that is more just and healing.
And Sister Eileen, I think people might think of a religious order, a convent, and ecology doesn't necessarily pop into their minds. Land justice might not pop into their minds. Can you connect the dots between the two missions?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there are a lot of religious sisters that respect Mother Earth. I mean, we are part of creation. Catholic social teaching teaches how important, you know, care of the earth is, and just as much as care of the poor. In fact, the Pope's recent Laudato Si, is the teaching out of that is that it has to be integrated, care of the earth and care of the poor. In fact, I believe that he even mentions how Mother Earth is the new wave of the suffering poor. And so it's not uncommon to see religious sisters very aware of the intersection between people who are poor in the street, and they're not having access to healthy food. They're not having access to garden plots, you know, to even, you know, garden their own food. They're intricately related, and I think that sisters are in the forefront, actually, of raising this awareness.
We're talking to Sister Eileen McKenzie and Brittany Kotelis about their work for the Nuns and Nuns Land Justice Project. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our look at an effort to connect spirituality, social justice, and communities. Nuns and Nuns Project leaders Sister Eileen McKenzie and Brittany Kotelis stay with us. Brittany, I want to talk a little bit, kind of on a concrete level, of how the Land Justice Project works. If, say, an order comes to you and says, we've got this land, we don't want to just, you know, sell it for development or something, what's the process of figuring out the best ways to use it for your mission?
Yeah, so I mean, picking up on what Eileen shared before the break, I think sisters are coming to this work with such a deep legacy of looking at care of earth and conservation of land. I mean, I cannot count the acreage of land that Catholic sisters have helped conserve, protect, turn into eco-justice centers. I learned about permaculture from the Adrian Dominicans in Michigan. I mean, so, you know, that's what we're starting with. And when what we want to do, and you know, we're starting a big course this spring to support sisters in property planning, because right now it's almost like we just want to expand the options that sisters are seeing as possible for their properties. They're already coming into this, you know, wanting to make the best impact on our ecology as possible. Depending on the financial reality of the community, selling might feel like the thing that they have to do. And then conservation feels like the other door. And we're trying to say, there's actually a lot of creative mixing and matching of lots of other doors that we can open. What does it look like to fundraise with partners so that a, you know, regenerative cooperative can afford to buy land, but they're gonna need a 2-year window to do that. What does it look like to put the land into trust and you know, bring a cooperative on it to start stewarding part of the land. So we're really looking at continuing sisters' long legacy of protecting and conserving land with expanding, and this is the important part, equity and access for communities who have been historically denied land or from whom land has been stolen historically in the case of our indigenous peers. So we're really trying to, you know, it's not a one size fits all thing. We can't give you the white paper on what to do with your property. But it's actually about, you know, connecting the web of relationships between sisters who really care about this and have been doing this already with a climate justice movement that is in real time figuring out new ways to deprivatize land, protect it, bring regenerative stewards on that are going to capture carbon in healthy soil and create the food systems that we need while expanding equity and access. And that part is really, really important. So that's the kind of educational opportunities we're trying to create.
Sister Eileen, I'm really curious at a personal level for sisters who might have worked at one of these institutions for decades, maybe themselves, and know it's got this history and tradition going back maybe decades before that. What does it mean for them to know that even though it's not going to keep being the same thing that they lived in for so long, that it's going to it's going to achieve the mission, but maybe in a different way. Sister Eileen, do we have you? Oh.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry, Rob.
That's okay.
I think that you just underscored the important point in this, in that this is just another aspect of our mission. This isn't that we are divesting of things because we're not in the convents anymore. This is a sign of the times. This is our new wave of mission that's emerging. Catholic sisters have from the very beginning been looking at what is the call, how are we called to be present, to share gospel lives, to share love, to create the world in essentially to share the goodness, if I might use a very basic Franciscan understanding. And we've done that historically here in the United States by a long history of healthcare, by a history of education and pastoral work primarily. And now we, as there are congregations who continue in that and are doing wonderful work, there are congregations that are exploring the edges and are learning and are discovering new emergences that are coming with the signs of the times. And again, I keep going back to Pope Francis and the challenge that he offers religious congregations, which is go to the peripheries, you are needed. What are the signs of the times? It's about equity. It's about reconciliation. It's about human trafficking and freedom. It's about sharing, you know, it's really core sharing of the goodness and those of us who have been given or inherited properties in different ways, how do we share that with those who have not? And this is one of the ways that we're continuing to learn what we really sense is the call of the Spirit in justice and peace.
And Brittany, in just our last minute, can you tell us your hopes for the Land Justice Project in the next couple of years?
Oh, in 1 minute. I mean, I'm in this work because of the relationships that I think are possible. Connecting these worlds and seeing what we can create together. Seeing the lands that sisters have cared for help cultivate local climate resilience, while also healing generational harm that's been done because of the way that we've gone about land for the last 500 years. That to me is the next, you know, that's what I know that sisters care about seeing in healing our ecologies and healing the racial injustice that is alive in the world today. And so seeing their legacy alive in this new way, that is what I dream of.
And we'll leave it there. Brittany, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Sister Eileen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rob. This is a pleasure.
We've been talking to Brittany Kotelis, director of the Nuns and Nuns Land Justice Project, and Sister Eileen McKenzie, president of the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration in La Crosse. They are with us today to share the work they're doing to conserve land no longer needed by religious orders.